Welcome to today's devotional reading from Our Daily Bread. I'm Arthur Jackson, and I title today's encouragement, Studying the Scriptures. J.I. Packer, in his classic work, Knowing God, spoke of four well-known believers in Christ whom he called beavers for the Bible. Not all were trained scholars, but each one exercised great care to know God by gnawing into the Scripture like a beaver digs in and gnaws away at a tree. Packer further noted that knowing God through Bible study is not just for scholars. A simple Bible reader and sermon hearer who is full of the Holy Spirit will develop a far deeper acquaintance with his God and Savior than a more learned scholar who is content with being theologically correct. Unfortunately, not all who study the Bible do so with humble hearts with the goal of getting to know the Savior better and becoming more like Him. In Jesus' day, there were those who read the Old Testament scriptures, yet they missed the very one they spoke of, saying in John chapter 5, "You study the scriptures diligently, because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life." Do you sometimes find yourself stumped as you read the Bible? Or have you given up studying the scriptures altogether? Bible beavers are more than Bible readers. They prayerfully and carefully gnaw away at scripture in ways that open their eyes and hearts to see and love Jesus, the one revealed in it. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 5, verses 39 to 47. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? Let's pray. Father, open our eyes to see Jesus in all of Scripture so that we might love, obey, and serve Him more. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.